fuck is that?
Wait, leave me
you
alone.
You don't even fucking talk like
that's
that.
That's how I talk.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Anyways,
let's start it all over. Doing? Start it again because that's not how you sound.
I do. No, why are you always gonna fucking cagar palo? All right, you guys, we're not making a podcast today. Bye.
Well, I mean, after our last episode where we went at it.
Oh, by the way, we did receive some críticas that were like, damn, you guys got each other good. And we're like, dude, that's not even close. We were like, that wasn't a real fight.
That's not even the tip of the iceberg. Right?
But anyways, ¿cómo están?
Why are you elongating your words?
Happy Friday. Ay.
Well, I don't think this is going to come out Friday because tomorrow I'm going to go to Tijuana. I don't think I'll have time. So is like happy Saturday.
All right. Well.
Well, happy whenever you listen to this shit. ¿Cómo estás?
Estoy bien.
Since you never fucking asked me.
It's because, Luis, we already know. You're always in a mood. But I'm sure by the last episode, everybody already knows that, you know.
That
we
what?
We don't talk about Bruno.
You're so stupid. Oh, I hate that. This is why we don't talk about Bruno.
All right. Anyways, moving on. What do we have in our agenda?
We don't have an agenda, Julie, because you are failing to put together
busy.
One.
I'm busy.
We all are.
Luis.
I'm editing the video. God. I am doing other things.
You're editing.
Mira, ya vas a empezar. The Latina in you is like, si no ven a la persona chingado físicamente, that means that they're not working. Well, I'm working in other ways. Exactly. Case in point, I rest my case.
Anyways, what are we talking about today? No, so we wanted to talk about how everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. How is everybody? So it's the last of the month or the first of the month in this case, but we just kind of wanted to go on here and see.
Oh my God, that reminded me of the song, the Bone Thugs and Harmony. Get up, get up.
No, bro, bye.
Well, listen, RBD.
I know what song you're talking about. How would I not know Bone Thugs?
Okay, well, because all of a sudden you become like super RBD, which, by the way, have you guys seen that meme? Que dice, if you're going to the RBD concert and you're over 30 years old, please do not wear the colegiala outfits because you're going to look like the cast of Cero en Conducta.
I don't care. That's going to be me.
Well.
But anyways, we wanted to check in and see how your New Year's resolutions are going.
Porque, how's your New Year's resolution going?
Well,
because
hold up.
I just saw you eat a shit ton of Cheetos from the party size bag that you eat by yourself.
Shut up! You're fucking dumb. No, let me, that part, yeah.
So, yeah, miss?
On my New Year's resolution, si puse que I wanted to eat healthier, I wanted to start making my own lunch, and honestly.
And we actually had a McFlurry last night.
Shut up! You know what? Anyways, no, and amongst other things that I did put on there, I'm really excited to share.
And the day before, we actually had greasy Chinese food.
You did.
No, we did.
Anyways, are you gonna fucking let me talk?
A small bowl, but still, the small bowl from this place is like a ginormous panda size bowl.
All right, you guys, I'm about to fuck this guy up. No.
Okay.
But,
so how is your New Year's resolution going?
Okay, are you going to fucking let me talk?
Come on, we only have 25 more minutes,
so,
girl.
No, it's actually, I did put on there that I wanted to take more, like, prep my lunch and take it to work, which I have, which I've noticed, like, that makes a difference because people who eat out every day, like, I used to be that person, and that's a lot of monies. But another thing I did put on there was go to more concerts and travel. And guess what? And I'm so excited. I booked my first trip of the year, and I'm going to Oaxaca this month. And I already went to a concert last month, and I'm actually going to go to a concert this month. And then in March, that I'm such a nice sibling, I bought tickets for Luis and I to go watch Luis's favorite...
Wait, what? You bought me what?
I bought you tickets.
For what?
For... Amigos Invisible.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, so, my God. Okay. Retiro todo lo que había dicho. Judy no comió hachiros. Tampoco se jambó un bowl de greasy Chinese food. Y tampoco se chingó ese McFlurry the day before yesterday.
So, to go back to my New Year's resolutions, I feel like I'm doing pretty good, pretty solid. And it feels like the month just took an eternity. Like those memes, like, siento que el mes de enero literal fue de 100 días. But, I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm doing the things that I said I would do, and it makes me happy, and I'm super excited that I'm going to be doing this trip because I'm going by myself and I'm meeting a friend up there. Rodri, I don't think he listens to her podcast, but...
but I don't think anybody does.
Cricket. Cricket.
Except for Alfred and Rosa.
Aw, you guys. But I'm excited. I feel like... Sí, cuando empiezas a hacer las cosas que dices, like, it just makes you feel good. What about you, Luis? What have you done? Because you said you were going to become a morning person, and I haven't seen you.
I have woken up in the morning.
Well, you said you were going to fucking do your outfit of the days, and I see you with the fucking Nickelodeon sweater that used to be mine.
I have been trying to do the outfit of the days. It's just... It's weird.
¿Por qué es tan difícil ser yo?
Exactly. Oh, es que, mira, ya que, la neta quedé un poquito traumado. And let's talk about it. Because, honestly, this...
¿Traumado?
Yes,
you?
Yes. Ay, yes. No lo puedo creer. Yes. So, after that TurboTax video, I looked at myself and I was like, wait, no mames. No chingues mames. Like,
you guys, he still cannot get over it. It's already been
those
a
those faces oh que hice.
You do them the, all the time.
No, I don't.
You do. No. Can somebody tell him platonic?
Can somebody tell him? No. So, it was just like, wait, no mames. And I feel like whenever I do TikTok videos, I appear like I... don't make those faces because
you're making those faces right now.
Yeah, but there's no fucking cameras in front of me. But when the camera is in front of me, I try to not
where
make those
the cameras?
Faces.
Maybe we should record ourselves recording the podcast.
Pero I do have to say this. The episode mío, my segment on that like YouTube show, has the most views out of everybody else. Nada más que en TikTok es donde tengo muchísimo más hate de los comentarios. I haven't gone back and seen the comments because honestly, I don't care.
He doesn't want to cry.
No, because I don't care. But where I do care is, wey, salí con unas pinches jetas and I know that that's me, that's who I am. Pero at the same time, I feel like when I record myself, I try not to make those faces para que no salga todo pinche, you know, con cara de caca. Pero bueno, eso ya sucedió. So that's been a little bit more difficult, and also
to surpass.
Yes, to surpass. And then the other thing too is my in-laws were here, and so they've taken over the room, and Fernando and I are staying in the garage. And so my clothes is all over the place. Like, la neta, no se ha prestado el tiempo para poder hacerlo. Like, today was the first day that I actually did a DIY after the new year started. And that's because I've been working really hard on making sure that I get this line of mezcaleros and this line of tazas and some other things that I'm working on para poder venderlos. So there's been things. But I do want to continue to do that. I want to try to do it.
So who's winning here? Me.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I'm sure you're gonna get to your New Year's resolution whenever you do. It's okay.
And listen, whenever I do, I'm gonna fucking leave you out in the dust. So, anyways.
So yeah.
But I actually want to talk about something that I think is super important. And right now we're recording at night because tomorrow I'm away to Tijuana and I'm gonna go with my dad. We're gonna go buy my mom's insulin because it's now been 3 weeks and she needs it. Todavía no ha solucionado ese pedo acá. Pero la tenemos que ir a comprar. Sorry about the dog. No sé qué. Yo creo que vio un tlacuache or something. But I do want to talk about something that happened to you this week.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is super important for you to talk about because we've been through it with my mom. You actually were saying that your breast was hurting and that te punzaba y no sé qué pinche rollo. And the first thing you did, which no one should ever do, is what, Judy?
I Googled.
Estás bien mensaje.
I went on Google and according to Google, I have a lot of things going on. But yes, this happened last Friday. It's going to be a week tomorrow. And I am honestly freaked out. I'm freaked out. So just because of what we've gone through with my mom. And now, thankfully, this, you know, the job I'm at gives me like a super badass, ¿cómo se dice? Insurance.
Health insurance.
But isn't that just shitty to say? Because we're in a time donde todo está super caro, donde even to go to the doctor is so expensive. To have insurance is just literally a huge deal, right? So, ahora que ya tengo seguranza, I am, you know, planning to, well, I should, because Luis and my mom have been pushing me to not disregard what is going on. But yes, last Friday, I don't know if I pulled a muscle. I do work out, so I don't know if that, if I pulled a muscle or not sure. But,
or if the hotivities got a little too rough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But me está doliendo mi pecho, and it feels like a... How do you say un punzo? Pulso?
Like a stabbing?
Like a very sharp, not a very sharp, but it just feels like an uncomfortable feeling. And it's kind of like in the armpit, like boobish area. But yesterday I freaked out because I'm like, even though my mom did get her DNA tested and it's came out that like none of her children would have cancer, breast cancer. I had that experience with my mom. I was there with her and I literally yesterday cried. I cried because I was so scared and I felt like, oh my God, even though those tests say that the probability of her children having cancer is low, it's still...
You just never know.
Yeah, it still doesn't stop you from thinking, or in this case myself, from thinking like, what are the possibilities, right? I have a feeling that it might be that I pulled a muscle. I'm not sure. Tomorrow I will make an appointment. But it is a shitty time because it does make you think like, ¿qué pasa cuando uno no tiene aseguranza? O ¿qué pasa cuando alguien se está sintiendo mal y no dice nada? To not... And this is another thing I caught myself doing because this started on Friday and I just told them on, I think, Monday or Tuesday. And so it goes back to the cycles that we kind of repeat unintentionally where my mother, you know, found out about it and didn't want to tell us and then we found out. And so for someone who doesn't have insurance or doesn't have or has a lot of things on their plate, obviously something like this is something they keep to themselves because one, a donde corren, two, the thought of not having insurance or somewhere to go get tested or somewhere to go get seen is really, really scary. And I think that's kind of how I felt. I felt like, okay, it's just a little pain. It's nothing crazy. I probably pulled a muscle, but I think yesterday I finally was like, fuck, I need to go to the doctor. And it's just scary. It's scary. But I think I know I'm very grateful to have the support system that I do because my brother Luis has been pushing me to go get a...
And this is why I wanted to put you on blast, because I think it's important that whenever you do feel something, whenever your body is aching, there's a reason for that. There's, you know, don't ignore it. And also, I understand what you're saying, that we tenemos un privilegio super enorme, which is to be able to go to the doctor, right? Pero, por ejemplo, también, one of the things that I recommend is, even if you don't have health insurance, no te pueden negar la salud, el cuidado médico que necesitas si lo llegaras a necesitar. So even though that may be very scary for a lot of people, porque vas al doctor, vas al hospital, y de un día se puede volver a más de $10,000 la deuda. Pero what I like to think is, if I didn't have health insurance, which I didn't have health insurance when my gallbladder thing happened, and it wasn't until like I couldn't take the pain anymore that I was like, chin, pues there's something wrong. And I am the kind of person that should listen to their own advice. Pero con el miedo y todo, tienes que ir al doctor, honestamente. there's a way that lo puedes pagar luego o en pagos, or sometimes you qualify for emergency Medicare or lo que tú quieras. I think the reason why I'm bringing it up is for many reasons. One is don't neglect your body, right? Cada que te duele algo, figure out what it is. And si gozas el privilegio de tener health insurance, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Eso es algo que tiene Fernando that I absolutely love about him. Like, a él le duele una uña y se va al doctor.
Yeah.
He's on it. He'll go to the doctor. He'll make the appointment. He will make it happen. And he does that for me, which, I mean, I'm not proud of, because I should be doing that for myself. We each should be very vigilant with our bodies. La otra cosa es that when I had my gallbladder situation, I went to a local clínica Sagrado Corazón de su puta madre. And they literally took my temperature and they literally me inyectaron, y that was it. When in reality, they should have been more diligent in saying, you need an MRI, you need to get a CAT scan, you need whatever the case may be. I understand that it's una clínica pequeña, pero a veces, por ir a estas clínicas pequeñas que many times nuestra comunidad confía en, and we go and we pay $200 or $100 for the visit, y blah, 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 they might not be doing what they're supposed to. If you do have an excruciating pain that you just don't or cannot handle, do not go to those small clinics. Vete a emergencies. Like, no te van a negar el ¿cómo se llama? El cuidado médico. That's my recommendation. Pero claro, todo mundo somos una cabeza y actuamos de diferente manera. That's why I brought it up. Because if you're listening and something is aching in your body y algo te lastima, go check yourself out, especially if you have health insurance.
No, yeah, definitely. I just think it's, I'm scared. And,
But are you going to make the appointment tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I have to. It's not hurting right now. It just really...
But you still should make it.
I mean, no,
even though
yes,
it's not hurting
yes,
anymore.
I know.
Because it literally te duró casi una semana.
Yeah.
So go get that taken care of tomorrow. Saca la cita and we will follow up with Judy next week. A ver si sacó la puta cita. Which something tells me that she's going to fucking go to Indio tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Instead of,
you know,
making
what?
The appointment.
Oh my God.
Dude, yeah, you're like a fixture at Indio.
I haven't been there.
You're there all the time.
No, I haven't. You guys, don't listen to him.
No vayan a Indio, Botanas y Cerveza in downtown Santana. It's an amazing space. Y ahí la van a ver. Any day of the week.
Use my code for extra 50% off. Just kidding. But no, yes. Yeah, it's just very important. That's kind of what I've been going through this week. But again, it's just a scary thought, and it's just fucking scary becoming an adult. Like, todo te empieza a doler, everything just gets fucking hectic.
Everything does get hectic. In other news, one of the things that I was talking to in-laws about, because la mamá de Fernando left on Monday, she went back to Miami. La abuelita y la tía, they're still here, but they're gonna leave next Monday. And when I was dropping off Fernando's mom to the airport, one of the things that we started talking about was su mamá, la abuelita, which if you've heard the last episodes, you all know that she's over 90 years old. I think she's like 94, 95.
I don't know.
Well, she was born in 1931. So 1930 or 1931. The reason why I know that is because we went to the Hoover Dam and she was like, oh, look, that's when I was born, a year before or later. So, si no, no sabría. Pero one of the things that I was talking to them about was, what are your plans? Because it's not like I'm trying to kill her, right? But she is 90-something years old. People live to be 100. I get it. But still, even if she did live to be 100, that's still 4-6 years away. She said that they didn't have a plan. And I started talking to her about... And the way I saw her react was almost if I was killing her mom, right? Because I think that...
I know why.
Why?
It's because, again, back, if you listen to the last episode, Luis just is a very, like...
It's que, how do you sugarcoat it? I mean, listen, I'm not trying to fucking kill her off. I'm just saying, what's going to happen?
He's
because...
He's more of a reality check person.
Yeah. So I was serious about asking, what is going to happen? Like, you guys are in Miami. La mamá no habla muy bien el inglés. She doesn't know how to, you know, maneuver the way we know how to maneuver as younger people. So I'm like, what's going to happen? Like, what is your plan? I feel like at that age, you should have a plan just the way you have a plan when you're about to give birth. Like, you grab the bag, you go, right?
I mean, I think And we go back to this conversation a lot of times because we always say, like, oh my God, ya está grande la señora. Like, what is she still doing traveling? Because we were born different, right? And to
raised.
And to start, we didn't have a close connection with our grandmother. So, of course, we don't understand that, like, hay que llevarla a ver, let's help her stay alive until 100, right?
Yeah.
But, por ejemplo, that is, like, I didn't know that, but that's crazy because our parents, like, they're 60, and they kind of already spoken to us about this. Like, they have talked to us, like, ¿qué es lo que va a pasar? Where should we stay? So that is kind of a little scary.
I thought that was very scary because I told them that in the Latino culture, when you talk about death, it's like you're attracting death, right? Pero, güey, dejémonos de esas pinches supersticiones and let's really talk about it. Like, if you're listening to this episode and you have older parents, have you talked about this with them? Because we have, as a family, when we've had, like, almuerzo, cenas, or whatever, we've occasionally spoken about this. And one of the things that my mom was saying was how she wanted to be cremated. And then I said, okay, but where are your ashes going to go? Because, listen, I don't want those ashes in my home. And I know that that's going to sound fucked up to a lot of people, but where does she stay? Are you going to keep them?
I would.
So is Rick going to keep the ashes? You know, all of those things need to be talked about. And so as a family, when the person is alive, you speak about those things because also many times people have wishes. People have death wishes, right? Is that how you say it? Death wishes? I don't know if that's how you say it. But
like a bucket list.
No, it's not a bucket list because when you're dead, you can't do things. But you want people to do things for you when
desires.
Desires, eso. So my dad was saying that he wants que se lleven su cuerpo a su pueblo. And I've spoken to my dad about this. We've all spoken about this. And I said, papá, ¿quién chingados te va a ir a visitar a tu pueblo cuando te entierren? No va a haber ni quien te lleve flores, no va a haber ni quien limpie tu pinche tumba. ¿Y Richie qué? What? Like, su nieto, this is the only nieto now,
yeah.
But, you know, see, if my dad lives to be 100 years old, he's probably going to have more nietos. And I'm sure those nietos are going to have very fond memories of him, and they're going to want to go pay their respect. Like, you need to talk about those things. I've actually said, because this, here's another thing, right, that's very taboo-ish. In your family nucleus, you think that your parents are the ones that are going to die first, right? Mm-hmm. Then the children. But it doesn't always work that way. So one of the things that I've said is, yo quiero que me cremen, one. Two, my wish, my desire is that whoever, my partner, my brothers, my parents, whoever and however it happens, that you distribute my ashes throughout different parts of Mexico that I loved going to. Por ejemplo, la Ciudad de México, donde está el Ángel de la Independencia, because ahí pasó la Marcha del Orgullo Gay.
En Xochimilco.
En Zócalo. En Xochimilco, en Oaxaca, en Chiapas, en Guanajuato. Like, I want my ashes to be distributed. Y por supuesto, en Tijuana. Like, I want my ashes to be distributed. Y ya, San se acabó. But why are people so afraid of talking about this? So, when I was speaking to la mamá, I feel like la mamá tenía una cara de like, terror. What the fuck? Sí, de terror. And then I was like, listen, I'm not wishing this upon her. As a matter of fact, I think that que la abuelita de Fer is going to die in her sleep because she genuinely loves going out. She gets, her face lights up when she's out and about. El otro día la saqué, fuimos a la Home Depot, a IKEA, and a lavar el carro, and she was just so happy to be out. Like, I really genuinely hope that if I get to that age, that I get that excited about going out because there's people that don't want to do jack shit at that age.
I also want to reference back to a conversation that she had with my sister-in-law, that my sister-in-law también quedó así como que, oh, because ella dijo that what helps her stay alive is that they take her out to places. And that kind of like made me think a little bit, and I thought, well, of course, if as now, as like young adults, si te quedas encerrada en un cuarto, o en una burbuja, o en tu casa, o nunca sales, obvio que te vas a desesperar. And you're going to be like, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm over it, right? So it just gave me a lot of like, oh my God, she loves to travel. Like, la abuelita de Fernando loves to be everywhere. And that's what's helping her stay alive, because she literally finds this joy and fulfillment by being everywhere.
And so one of the things that I spoke to her about was, have you guys reached out to a funeral home? What does she want? Does she want to be buried? Does she want to be cremated? And so la mamá de Fernando was like, no, la vamos a cremar. And I asked, is that what she wants? And Fernando's mom said, I don't know. And then I said, well...
And then Luis made it worse.
probably, because then I was like, then you're choosing for her? Like, listen, I see this lady rezando every morning. Mm-hmm. And so that tells me that she's Catholic. And I feel like Catholic people don't want to get burnt or cremated because they think of it probably as hell.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how? And then she went and on and said, she's actually told my sister that lives in Colombia, nos vemos pronto, nos vemos pronto. And I said to her, well, you guys are thinking that you're going to keep her here until she passes because of drama. And I'm like, but what if she wants to go home and die in her country? Mm-hmm. Like that, those are things that need to be talked about. And so I was just so perplexed that they had not spoken about this. And I told her, because she asked me, have you spoken to Fernando about this? And I said, no, I've tried once, but Fernando got pissed because I feel like Fernando probably was thinking that I'm trying to, like, yeah, matarla, you know?
Pues es que también es como le dices las cosas, Luis, porque tienes un tonito así que, tonito medio.
Ay, ¿qué le voy a decir? ¿Cómo le voy a decir? How the fuck do you sugarcoat that?
I mean, you're not sugarcoating, but you're saying it in a more like, hey, have you guys talked about... No.
Hey, have you guys talked about...
Y no con tu pinche... ¿Y qué van a hacer con la abuelita de Fernando? Like, you know?
You make it sound like I'm like, oye, ¿qué van a hacer con ese estorbo? So I was telling her, you should go and research some funeral homes and see if you can start making payments.
I mean, for a lot of people, perdón, que te interrumpí. For a lot of people, it's also scary because you don't want to think about your parents dying. Like when our parents have this conversation with us, it almost makes me want to cry because I'm like, wait, why are you talking to me about this? Like, I want you again, to live forever. But again,
that is your cultura.
But exactly. But it's true. You should be prepared because uno nunca sabe. And you just need to know that when that emergency does happen, you know exactly what to do. Because, for example, with my tío, who passed 2 years ago, it was chaotic because nobody knew what to do because nobody was expecting it, right? So, yeah.
And that's how most deaths happen. They're unexpected. And I think that that's what you need to talk about it. And so my mom's friend who passed away from breast cancer was buried at a local cemetery. And both my mom and my dad like that cemetery. So I feel like my mom is slowly changing her mind and being cremated. She probably wants to get buried there. And they said, I heard this conversation because my mom had the conversation with the funeral salesperson and was like, sí, ya puede ir apartando su lugar, puede ir dando pagos, blah, blah, blah. I mean, hacemos pagos para todo, you know? Why not make that pago? Honestly, I wish I was a part of a funeral home so I could talk, so I could do the marketing for them.
Oh God, we would be fucking brutal.
I'd be the best. Let me do a TikTok about this. I'm going to give you some great ass transitions.
¿Quieren que lo entierren o no? Chingada madre.
I would be like, la vida no vale nada.
No vale nada la vida. La vida no vale nada.
Cálmate, Ramona.
Yela. Sí, por eso. That would be my background sound. No se crean. No, pero no. En serio.
No, but
people
no.
People are going to be like,
yeah, these bitches are assholes.
Fucking heartless.
No, it's just an important topic to talk about. That yeah, should be spoken about.
It is. It really is. Tú que nos estás escuchando, do you talk about this with your family? Do you talk about this with your parents? Do you have a plan? I think it would be great if you do and if you've spoken about this. Let us know. Send us a DM either on Judith's Instagram account, which she still doesn't know her handle.
Shut the fuck
Este, or mine, which is @_DIY, both on TikTok and Instagram. Send us a DM. Let us know if you heard the episode, what you think. I mean, is it still very taboo-ish to talk about this? Is it voz de mal agüero? Is it estás atrayendo la muerte a tu casa? Like, what is it?
And on another thing, también déjenos comments. Déjenos comments. Let us know how we're doing and how anything you want to know. Like, I feel like we're very much an open book. And, I mean, Luis already blasts us all over the internet, so I'm sure that you already know all our shit. But, yeah, let us know how you're liking listening to this.
And we still just have that one comment, that one review. So if you find it in your hearts, if you find it in your soul to leave us a review, please do so through Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your episodes.
Spotify. Wait, can you leave comments on Spotify?
I don't know. Just leave us a comment, rate us five stars.
A nice one. Please don't make Luis cry again. Porque he no lo puede superar. Ya es una semana.
You know that TikTok that says, how I humble myself, or, how I humble myself is by going to the TurboTax TikTok account, looking at my video and reading the fucking comments, and that is how I humble myself. Pero bueno, muchísimas gracias, thank you so much for listening, and you can always find me at _DIGUEY, o sea, DIGUEY, either on TikTok or Instagram, and follow, like, share, and comment.
And subscribe.
¿Y tú?
Y yo,
she doesn't know, still.
My gosh. Luis always ruins this for
like
me.
This is like the sixth or seventh episode, Julian. You still don't know
I know my handle.
And actually, really quick, you don't even promote the podcast. So
I do promote the podcast.
No, you don't. So
yes,
if you don't post about it on your social media, you are fired.
I do post about it.
Anyways, what's your handle?
My handle is...
She's thinking about it. She's thinking about it. Goodbye. You don't know
You're
it.
Fucking
you don't know it.
I do. I was just taking a pause. So my handle is DIY.
Yeah, she doesn't know her handle.
No, I do.
If you put her on the spot, she doesn't know her handle.
Handle? Okay.
We both did. Hurry up. I mean, what is it?
It's JJ Aguilar, but instead of the A, it's V.
And you turn yourself around and you do the hokey pokey and have a good night, have a good morning, have a good afternoon, have a good life.